WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There's an agreement in principle where hotel and motel guests will be paying a share of expanding Kyle Field. The 30-year commitment announced yesterday involves increasing the hotel occupancy tax 0.75 cents. That's expected to generate at least $36 million towards the more than $400 million project. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry credited local lodging operators. Convention and Visitors Bureau Board Chairman Hunter Goodwin owns three properties.
This is an easy thing for me to do because it's two things I really love, the city of College Station and my alma mater, Texas A&M. And I also want to thank and bring up the tourism community, the hotel specifically. Baron Hobbs was instrumental in helping this and selling this to the hotel community. It's really a self-induced increase tax on our industry. But it's couched in the fact that we understand the importance of Kyle Field, the importance of Texas A&M, the importance of our move and to the SEC and how we can leverage that as a community.
In exchange, A&M home football games will continue to be played during what is also being called the redevelopment of Kyle Field. And the university will rent space to off-campus groups at cost. The increased lodging tax will take effect after legislation is approved in Austin. The College Station School Board is finishing up projects from a bond issue approved by voters almost 4 years ago. The second phase of improvements at Consolidated High School will be done this summer. This comes as the groundwork is being laid for the next bond issue, which Superintendent Eddie Colson says is the third since 2007.
We're in process of forming a community committee. I anticipate that that committee will meet about six times this spring, with the end result of that being a recommendation to the school board. And then obviously once that board has the recommendation, they'll determine how to best move forward. But that will be the beginning steps for putting another bond proposal together. So it could be as early as November that we have a bond proposal out to the community.
The $4.6 million project at Consol includes a redesigned and renovated media center, relocating stairways, and a student commons area at the front entrance. More than $2,000 of merchandise was recovered Tuesday night when Bryan police caught three thieves. Officer Kelly McKeithen says around 8:30, officers responded to a shoplifting in progress at the Bryan Walmart.
Our officers detained the subjects and during their investigation found out that the same incident had occurred at the College Station Walmart about an hour earlier. And they had stolen approximately $1,600 worth of merchandise from Walmart. And mainly it was the baby formula.
Houstonians 28-year-old Darren Brown, 28-year-old Latrice Randall, and 54-year-old Blanche Buckner all were charged with two counts of theft, one for Bryan, one for College Station. McKeithen says according to Walmart, the three are suspected of similar thefts in Houston, Austin, and other areas. Brazos County jurors may be returning to work soon on a death penalty trial moved from Huntsville. That's after the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has overturned a ruling that upheld a judge's instructions to jurors about the role of prison inmate John Falk Jr. during an escape attempt 5 years ago, which left a guard dead. The state's highest criminal court ruled yesterday in favor of Walker County prosecutors seeking a capital murder conviction against Falk. His trial at Bryan has been on hold since the week before Christmas as prosecutors challenged jury instructions that had been upheld by an appeals court in Waco. Also yesterday, President Obama issued 23 executive orders aimed at curbing gun violence that don't require legislative action. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was disappointed the president used children to make a political statement.
He's going to do things like that. I'd like to have him talk about 300, almost 34,000 children were killed by abortionist tools back in 2011, but he's not going to do that.
Flores wants to know what makes people pick up guns and other weapons, noting more people were killed last year with hammers than assault rifles. And the Bryan City Council, at its last meeting, received the numbers from last October's Texas Reds Festival. Mayor Jason Bianski says the council will again consider changing future dates.
It's something that we'll be looking at over the next few months to evaluate if we want to continue with Texas Reds. either in 2013, or if we want to wait till maybe go every 18 months and have one maybe April of 2014. So that's something that we'll be talking about. We've just got the report. We're still looking at the report, but to see if that's something we want to continue.
Severe weather during Headline Entertainment contributed to a decrease of revenue from the year before by $33,000. Thanks to a $100,000 increase in hotel occupancy tax funds, last year's festival finished in the black by $500. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 36 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories. Spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Amish Furniture for Generations has the perfect entertainment center just for you. Every type of entertainment center to fit your specific needs, from consoles to stereo cabinets, wall units small and large, and complete home theater systems. And if they still don't have what you want, they'll custom build you one, and all at 10% off. Experience Amish Furniture for Generations today at their new location on Boonville Road, just past Kroger, in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center, or give Ken a call at 260-5050.
Get your belt buckles and cowboy hats ready and shine those boots for the biggest birthday party in town. Saturday, February 2nd at the Brazos County Expo. Get your tickets now for the Cattle Baron's Ball, Belt Buckles and Birthdays event benefiting the American Cancer Society. Get those boots to scootin' with headliner Brandon Ryder along with Bo Brumble and Haley Cole. Let's raise funds and have some fun for the fight against cancer. For tickets, visit BrazosCattleBaron'sBall.org or telephone 776-1464.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cool start to our Thursday, but a sunny start to the day. It's going to remain sunny throughout the day. Temperatures will recover to 60. We're clear tonight, and we're cool once again. We'll certainly feel like January, 35. Mostly sunny for tomorrow's high pressure lingers across the state, 55. Clear 35 to 40 tomorrow night. As we head into Saturday, it should be a great start to the weekend weather-wise. Abundant sun with highs near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up at 7:50, the really weird Manti Te'o story. If you haven't seen any part of this, he was duped by the girl that was supposedly dying of leukemia. We'll cover that for you, plus Texas A&M basketball and more from the hot stove of the Major League Baseball teams coming up tonight, later, a little bit later on.
All right, it's 7:13. Thanks to a couple of listeners who called us to let us know. Heads up, if you are driving to Houston, Highway 6 South is closed at 290. Highway 6 South is closed at 290. A FedEx truck turned over. And they got four fire departments over there. So they're moving traffic around. And it's really right before 290 and 6. But, you know, they're probably putting you on a farm-to-market road or something like that that may slow you down. So just so you know, and I appreciate the caller on that. Let's see. Talked to Hunter Goodwin in about a half an hour about the Kyle Field deal. Okay, so this Notre Dame football player, Manti Te'o.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It was his girlfriend.
Correct.
Well, but unless it was a man pretending to be.
Okay, but what I'm saying is
girlfriend.
Okay, see, that's my whole point right there. Okay, all right.
There's a whole TV show on MTV about this exact thing. It's called Catfish.
And what does that mean? What about?
I don't know what the catfish part of it means, but it means that it's very common for somebody to get duped and fall in love with somebody online that isn't necessarily them. And this one had the twist of the girlfriend dying of leukemia.
Okay, this is a girlfriend, though.
Yes.
They've never met, but it's a girlfriend.
Correct.
That would seem to be some sort of a romantic connection.
He said he was in love with her and very embarrassed by the whole thing.
And there'll be more coming out today, apparently.
According to the Twitter feed of the supposedly dead girlfriend, yes.
Okay.
This is not telling you.
I know. I understand.
I told you, I literally, when I started writing the story from what I knew this morning, the sweater just kept unraveling, and I kept finding more and more and more stuff.
Hello.
That's kind of dumb, to fall in love with somebody over the internet.
Yeah, and I don't know who this person is. I think frontline Division I college football players at big schools stay pretty busy. You know what I'm saying?
They should probably be pretty suspicious.
Well, think
of all the gold diggers out there.
Yeah, I find it fascinating that this would be somebody called a girlfriend, and again, that's the term that the football player used, and. As Kevin and I were talking off the air, I'm sure the athletic director at Notre Dame never thought this was going to be part of his job description.
No.
To have to come on in front of the media and talk about something like this. Hello.
And educated.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. They're student athletes, after all. Don't know. Can't tell you. It's odd. There is no doubt about that. All right, so here you go. New data from the Experian Marketing Service finds that 44% of emails are now opened on a mobile device. 44% of emails.
Guilty.
Ellie Bertstein, who is a researcher at Google, where he, yes, the name's Ellie, but it's he, where he works.
Ellie Wiesel was a man.
Mm-hmm. And he works on fixing internet security and privacy problems. He recently surveyed more than 10,000 people in the United States to see how often internet users lose exclusive access to their accounts. And he tells BizReport.com, he was surprised at how many accounts, over 18%, have been compromised. 18% of email accounts have been compromised. That includes not only your email, but it can be your social network. It could be banking. It could be online gaming. Gender doesn't seem to correlate as far as the breached security is concerned, but Ellie did find that the higher a person's income, the less likely their chance of having an account compromised. Once again, the higher a person's income, the less likely their chance of having an account compromised.
Rich people.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I try to think of how, I mean.
Do they just have more incentive to stay safe online?
Or no need to, you know, at some point you become busy enough or insulated enough that you don't have to carry your cell phone around with you all the time.
True.
And so you might be able to access these things on the computer in your office, which might not be able to be hacked as often. I'm not sure from that standpoint, but there are a lot of people who could be socially connected and choose not to be. And so if you're not, you know, maybe you don't do your banking. There are all sorts of things you can do now. Take a picture of a check and it can be, you know, put into your account. There are all sorts of stuff that can happen, but a lot of people choose not to do that for security concerns. Some of the things I don't do is because I don't understand it. I'll be completely honest with you. I mean, you know, I don't get it.
I'm even a little freaked out by taking a picture of the check thing.
Sure. Once I get it and it works out okay, then, you know, I might want to do that. Just over 13% of those in the lowest income bracket, that's up to topping at $25,000, had experienced a compromised account, compared to just over 5% for the people who make between $100,000 and $150,000 a year. Now, he offers his best tip for fighting online enemy incursions. In my experience, one of the best strategies to help keep the accounts you care about secure is to provide the online service with your phone number for extra verification purposes, he writes on his blog. He says, this extra piece of information can be used to deter fraudulent logins by enabling the online service to send a text message with a verification code to your cell number when they detect a suspicious, unusual activity. And I've gotten that before. I have gotten that, where they said, here's a code that you can access your account from right now. And Obviously, if it's sent back to the proper number, then you've got what you need. Hello?
Could it have anything to do with your higher-income people generally being better educated?
Well, it might. It very well could. But I also think that when we're talking about tech savvy, you don't necessarily need to be making a lot of money to be tech savvy.
True.
So I'm not sure in this necessarily, in this case, if that has to do with it. Okay, here we go. Here's our Save the Puppy story from Australia. The American Staffordshire puppy named Cleo accidentally licked radiator fluid off some spare auto parts, and within minutes, she was a very, very sick puppy, could hardly walk. Her owner rushed her to the vet, who said Cleo was just hours away from death. But the quick-thinking vet grabbed a bottle of vodka from his nurse's car. Huh?
It is Australia.
Yeah, they're driving around with vodka in the car.
With that, well, in that nurse, it's medicinal.
That's right. Fed it to the pooch with an IV line, since alcohol counteracts the effects of antifreeze. Cleo made a recovery.
You want a strange related story?
Now hooked on vodka, no doubt. Yeah, what?
They say that if you you eat someplace and you know after you've eaten there that you may have gotten food poisoning.
Okay,
you just have that feeling.
It was not good. Uh-huh.
If you will take a shot of something over 80 proof,
uh-huh,
it will kill the the enzymes in your stomach that are making you sick, and you won't get sick.
Oh,
wow. I have known someone that tried it once because they were pretty certain they had gotten sick, and it works.
Huh.
That's impressive. Well, and no matter how sick your cat gets, don't feed them aspirin because that will kill them.
Okay.
While we're talking about pets and
edible
medicines.
I'll remember not to feed my cats.
Yeah. Or make sure your cats can't get into it.
Okay. Got that. All right. A team of researchers at the Flavor Research and Education Center at the University of Minnesota. Again, the Flavor Research and Education Center. That could be kind of interesting.
That would be a cool gig.
It might be. They've taken a serious look at why people prefer white bread to whole wheat.
Because okay? It tastes better.
I like wheat better. I don't like having the bread stick in the roof of my mouth where you can't get it out and you kind of have a panic attack.
U.S. Americans certainly, they go for that rectangular loaf. You know, they really do. And,
yep.
And in other parts of the world, bread is really part of the meal as opposed to just something that keeps the meat from getting your fingers.
Or
this allows you to eat
peanut butter. It's a delivery
exactly.
system.
Exactly. It is a delivery system. You're exactly right. But anyway, here we go. White bread, whole wheat. Despite the darker loaves, proven health benefits. The answer is it's all about the smell.
Really?
The flavor scientists took samples of wheat bread and white bread and ran them through smelling tests. Now, I don't, you know, and again, what's the smelling test?
I am not sure.
That could be interesting to know. Hello.
I want to thank Kat for the helpful tip. I've just sprinkled aspirin all around my house this morning.
Good idea. Excellent. Well done.
Attaboy, Clip.
Yep.
Oh.
If you could just have fish-flavored aspirin, it'd solve it right there, wouldn't it?
Wow. Go back to the sports channel,
yeah,
Chip Howard.
Okay. No, that's all right. Okay. That's it. Fish-flavored aspirin.
You know what, though? In defense of white bread, it's true. Only white French bread would work. I wouldn't go for wheat French bread. So I guess I'm a hypocrite. I don't hate all white bread.
Okay, you know? There's some that, well, again.
Just in the square-shaped white
right.
bread.
In other countries, it's a different deal. But this is what they say is that they ran it through these smelling tests. The bran in wheat bread contains ferulic acid. Never heard of that. Which gives off a malty, earthy, cucumber, fatty smell. Huh. Okay. We like this, huh? Malty, earthy, cucumber, fatty smell. White bread, which contains no bran and therefore none of this acid, smells like corn chips, potato, caramel, and flowers. Well, okay.
This is true. Yeah, no, what I would say is brown bread has more of a bitter smell.
Okay, well, let's put this together here. Are you going to eat malt, dirt, and cucumbers, or are you going to eat corn chips, caramel, and potatoes, you know?
Wow.
I mean, I understand what they're saying here, but the bottom line is those sound to be more appealing than, oh, let's go outside and eat some dirt and cucumbers. That sounds pretty good.
Well, it's also found in coffee seeds and apple seeds, okay. Artichokes,
right. So
peanuts.
What is?
Ferulic acid.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
It's not like they just made it sound nasty.
Please tell me you looked that up and you don't just know that off the top of your head.
What do we need ferulic acid for?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So you have part of the answer.
It's
all right.
Probably good. I'll hear on Wikipedia.
Do that. That'll be your science project.
Garbage cans, street signs, runaway wagons, your neighbor Gary. There are a lot of things you need to be able to see on the road. And with head-up display in the BMW 3 Series, you can. It projects your speed and turn-by-turn navigation onto the windshield, which means you shouldn't ever have to take your eyes off the road. The BMW 3 Series with head-up display is here. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:24. Folks at Intercon remind you this kind of chilly weather that we've got lets you know if your windows are not doing their job. But remember, if that air exchange is happening during the cold weather when you feel it, it's happening in the warm weather when you're not going to be so aware of it. They're not energy efficient in the winter. They're not going to be energy efficient in the summer either. So repairing or replacing those windows is a smart thing to do. It makes your home more energy efficient, lowers your utility bills. If you got a problem with your windows or think you do, then just give Intercon a call at 823-3639. Let them come out and assess the situation for you, and they'll give you an estimate and leave you alone. Never any high pressure from Intercon. They've been doing this for a long time. Lots of satisfied customers, good product, fair prices. And they'll give you any number of options that you'd like to look at. If you want to do aluminum windows, if that fits your budget better, then they'll try to come up with something that'll work for you there. But vinyl windows are really more energy efficient. And also, if you're going to be doing remodeling or it's a new build, then just give the call to the folks at Intercon and let them give you their expertise on what kind of opportunities you've got to get energy efficient windows from the very beginning. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. High today, 60 degrees with sunshiny skies, about 32 tonight. We'll do 60 tomorrow, and it'll warm up gradually as we head through the weekend and have a lot of sunshine. Lows at night will probably be in the lower 40s. Right now, our humidity is 70%. The winds are calm. We have fair skies, and it's 33 out there. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
For the first time in over 30 years, there's a school bus strike in New York City. The bus drivers and matrons who help the little kids on and off the buses walked off the job, leaving thousands of families in a bind. Many of the 152,000 students who take the school buses and need the help of bus matrons are disabled. The school chancellor, Dennis Wolcott, predicted the first days of the strike would be extremely chaotic. A union representing the bus drivers and the matrons would not respond to news outlets seeking their side of the story. The union members don't work for the city directly. They work for private companies that have contracts with the city. They make $35,000 a year on average, with a salary range between $14 and $29 an hour. To cut costs, the nanny state mayor, Michael Doomberg, wants competitive bids on contracts for these union members, which could result in job losses. So what do we have here? This episode revolves around a billionaire, Michael Doomberg, a guy who's in the top 1% of the 1%, who's trying to take money out of the pockets of union people, bus drivers and matrons, struggling to survive on a pittance. These union members, in turn, take it out on the children, not just any children, but the most vulnerable children in the city, the disabled children, children who can't make it on their own. I mean, it's heartless, folks. But they're liberals, so all of that heartlessness is forgiven. It's not even happening, actually.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details, or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, VZ Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Just a caution to motorists, southbound Highway 6 between here and Houston is closed this morning. The Waller County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that a FedEx truck has overturned, forcing the closure of the road, and traffic has been diverted. Three Houstonians had a difficult time with Bryan police Tuesday night after they were caught shoplifting at the local Walmart. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 28-year-old Darren Brown, 28-year-old Latrice Randall, and 54-year-old Blanche Buckner tried to push more than $2,000 of items out the doors and loaded into their car before being stopped.
They were all charged with two counts of theft, one for Bryan, one for College Station. And according to Walmart, they may be responsible for several thefts in the Houston and Austin areas and maybe some other Walmarts as well.
McKeithen says most of the merchandise they stole was baby formula, and the College Station Walmart reported a theft of almost $2,000 of the same kinds of items 1 hour before Bryan was robbed. All are held on $5,000 bonds. Those staying at local motels and hotels will be bearing a share of the cost of expanding Kyle Field. An agreement in principle was announced yesterday to increase the lodging tax 0.75 cents. One of the things in return is keeping A&M home football games at Kyle Field. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says the university will make their facilities available at a cost.
We're just expanding the portfolio of opportunities for people to come visit and to use these world-class facilities. So if there's a group that's coming into town, and we're not talking about calling and say we're coming next week. We're talking about things that are booked way in advance. They want to have their banquet for their group here at the Zone Club, and it's not currently being booked by a university event. they're going to be able to do that.
Over 30 years, the increase in the hotel occupancy tax will provide at least $36 million towards the more than $400 million cost. Hotel owner Hunter Goodwin, the chairman of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, says the local lodging tax will remain lower than Houston and San Antonio. A review of last October's Texas Reds Festival was part of the last Bryan City Council meeting. Mayor Jason Bayansky says among the suggestions is holding the next Steak and Wine event in April of 2014.
We've had some people talk about getting it to the spring. There's a lot of things going on in the fall. You would have it every 18 months instead of every year. So, that would help with budget cycles and that type of stuff. A year comes by pretty quickly. So it's a lot of planning. It's a lot of preparation for the Texas Reds Festival. So it would give you a little more lead time until the next festival to prepare.
Other ideas include restaurants or a private vendor preparing the steak dinners and hiring a talent agency to book entertainment. Financially, last year's festival finished in the black by $500, thanks to $150,000 from Bryan's Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund. More than $4.5 million will be spent this summer on improvements at A&M Consolidated High School. Action at this week's College Station School Board meeting included approving a base contract that renovates the auditorium and lecture hall. There was also enough money to add a pair of optional items, and Superintendent Eddie Colson says it's a reflection of board leadership administering bond issues passed in 2007 and 2009.
We've done a good job of making sure that we do, in fact, manage the projects very well, I hope that that builds confidence in us from the community as we look at continuing to grow. The students are still coming. We're adding more and more students every year, and we continue to grow, which means we'll need more facilities, and we'll continue to need to renovate and take care of our current facility.
Colson says a citizen committee will start meeting soon to form recommendations on the next bond election, which could come as early as this November. Yesterday, President Obama announced a $500 million package of executive orders and legislative proposals aimed at reducing gun violence. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan wants to know what makes people use all kinds of weapons, not just firearms.
We need to look at the precursors. What is it that causes somebody to pick up a gun and point it at somebody else and pull the trigger? What is it that causes somebody to pick up a knife and stab somebody? What is it that causes somebody to pick up a hammer and hit somebody? I mean, there are more people killed with hammers last year than there were with assault weapons.
Flores says he's not opposed to investigating if background checks need to be more aggressive. And it's been a month since a Brazos County District Court jury has been in court on a capital murder trial moved from Huntsville. The state's highest criminal court has overturned a Waco appeals court decision on jury instructions. It's a win for prosecutors seeking the death penalty against John Falk Jr., who's charged with being an accomplice in the 2007 death of a prison guard at the Wynn Unit. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 36 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by Health Grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Is spending more time with family and friends on your list of New Year's resolutions? If only you had more time. By calling the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you can. Molly Maid will customize a plan that fits your needs, budget, and schedule. Start your year off right. Enjoy coming home to the clean you can trust. So what are you waiting for? Call 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
7:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure results in sunshine as we get closer to the weekend. It's also going to result in some cool temperatures. We're cool out there this morning, but with the sun, we'll recover to 60. Clear 35 tonight. It's going to be mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs near 55. Tomorrow night, skies are going to be clear. Lows will fall back to about 35 to 40. On Saturday, we'll have abundant sunshine. Temperatures are going to be near 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In many ways, Manti was the perfect mark.
In something that's turned more into a made-for-television movie, Manti Te'o was duped, at least according to Notre Dame officials. We'll find out more about that coming up in about 12 minutes. Also, Fight Texas Aggie basketball takes on number 9 Florida, and new coaches in the NFL all on the way.
Yeah, there you go. Hunter Goodwin with us. Hunter, what do you think of this Manti Te'o thing?
Oh, Scott, unbelievable.
That's just coming so many directions.
Yeah, I was at that press conference yesterday and walked into my office about 4:30 after wrapping it up, and it was I could tell that something major had happened because all my employees were not working, unfortunately, and they all hit me with varying degrees of stories about the whole deal. So, I don't really know the whole, I know no more facts than the rest of the population, but I'll tell you this, at 50,000 feet, it sounds very, very shaky, to say the least.
Yeah, it really does.
Without question.
Hunter Goodwin wears lots of hats, among them chairman of the Bryan-College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau, and he's kind enough to join us this morning. Pretty big announcement yesterday that I guess they'll put pieces in place to raise the hot tax by 0.75% in Austin, and that'll give us a chance to have the cities contribute and the county for Kyle Field. Tell me, from the standpoint first, Convention and Visitors Bureau, what does this mean?
Well, Scott, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, really one of the duties, I think, and responsibilities that we believe as a board is to help in destination asset development. And when we looked at our marketplace, the reality that clearly came through was we don't have a shortage of destination assets that are viable that we can utilize to make an impact and recruit tourists to come here, enhance that. The problem is all those assets, the majority of them reside on Texas A&M's campus. And if you begin to dig deeper, the reality was there was a high, high underutilization rate of the majority of those facilities, and they were extremely expensive. Cost prohibitive is probably the best word from an accessibility standpoint. Some specific examples, if you think, let's just look at the metrics of a stadium. We're about to renovate a stadium at $500 million to utilize, in most years, 6 to 7 times out of a 365 calendar year. And that same scenario plays out, Scott, in a litany of buildings. If you look at Reed Arena and its use on a 365-day calendar year, you'd be shocked at how little it's utilized. That carries forward into the MSC. That carries into the Rudder Tower. That carries into the Zone. There is really, really, really low utilization rates. And I think often people tend to forget, it's almost like because it's a state university, they get a hall pass. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I think a university is ultimately taxpayer dollars is who is paying for it. I mean, ultimately, it's funded through the Texas legislature. It's paid for by taxpayers, and it was just horribly ineffective and inefficient, in our opinion, to have these buildings that cost $30 million, $60 million, $100 million to sit high, underutilized. They're sitting vacant 250 days, 350 days of a calendar year, and we just felt like if we could come up with some sort of a funding program and commitment that would make those available to us, even on a limited basis, it was very effective, very efficient, and could make a massive impact from a tourism standpoint.
You know, from the standpoint of what we see the softball tournaments or the Little League tournaments or whatever they happen to be here, but there are a lot of conventions that either come here or don't come here that are not noticed by the general public. And while you mentioned Reed or the Zone, I mean, they're just buildings that have meeting space that could be utilized that might cause us to get some conventions that we haven't been able to get here before?
Scott, exactly. I mean, well said. I think one of the things that's been almost comical to some degree is when we would sit in meetings and debate and discuss varying buildings on campus, almost every single building on campus has meeting space. Some of them, shockingly, substantial meeting space. And the utilization in some of those buildings is literally 2 to 3 days a year. And, A, nobody really understands the amount of total space that's there. There's never been a true inventory assessment. It's very fragmented. It's hard to figure out who runs what, when, where, and how to contact. It's like trying to take a bite out of a 900-pound elephant. And so, you know, we hope that through a honey, you know, not a stick, that we're able to alter some behavior. And I think you're already kind of seeing a culture change at A&M with some outsourcing. And it's not just at A&M. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I think all publicly funded institutions are going to have to start thinking a little bit differently in order to survive, because I think the funding commitment for Texas higher education, period, is not on an upward trend. It's on a downward trend, and it's forcing them to think a little differently. And I think just breaking down those barriers of this attitude, it's my sandcastle and no one's going to step into it, we hope that this will begin to open that up. And, you know, Scott, there's so many meetings and groups they can make an economic impact locally, but at the same time, they can have a massive impact for the higher, you know, for Texas A&M, the institution. Mm-hmm. One in specific is Texas 4-H. Mm-hmm. Texas 4-H has an annual event called a 4-H Roundup that had been held here for 65 years, and it's probably one that you as a citizen never noticed. It just kind of came here every year, and we took it for granted. And last year, we lost that event to Texas Tech for a litany of different reasons. But we fought really hard this year to bring that event back. It has 4,000 qualified students. You have to basically hit certain metrics to qualify to come to that event. That's not counting exhibitors, teachers, parents, grandparents that attend. Just 4,000 students, and you're taking all of these students are from Texas. Most of them are high academic achievers, and they come from rural parts of Texas. You're getting them on A&M's campus for 4.5 to 5 days to touch it, to feel it, to walk around, to understand the brand, to see what we have to sell, and at the same time making a massive economic impact with that length of stay. And it's a check-in on a Sunday, check-out on a Friday. It's midweek in the summer when that's a historically dead time. That event is going to be successful because of a program like this and providing access to facilities on campus, which that's the only place that would have enough facilities and the right type, the diverse mix required to deliver on a group like that. So I think the point that I'd like the community to understand is there are a lot of groups out there above and beyond the market segment of just sports that are going to have a huge tie-in to the institution and allow them to, you know, sell the brand when they're here. There's no better thing to sell Texas A&M and the school and our community than to be here to experience it firsthand.
Hunter Goodwin joining us. He's the chairman of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And I guess it's been mentioned, but we do need to make sure people understand that unless you're a local person staying in a hotel, this is really money that's going to be raised to help Kyle Field's redevelopment from people who don't live in this area.
Yeah, Scott, and, you know, I've kind of listened to some of the debate here today, and I tried to read up this morning when I got up early on some of the comments. And, you know, I think any time – I've just resonated with this fact. Anytime there's change, you're going to open yourself up for criticism, and I think ultimately I expect that, so I'm fine with it. But what I will say is I applaud the leadership personally. I think this is an innovative decision, and – to put it in context, in 2009, the hotel community was actually not even engaged. At that point, there was different City of College Station leadership, but they went to the state legislature in 2009 and attempted to push through a 2% tax increase on hotels. we found out about it and objected and actually went through a, I don't want to use the word battle because that's a little bit exaggerated, but went through a tumultuous negotiation to bring that percentage down to 0.75%. The reason that we did that at that point was to be strategic and make sure that our total effective tax rate on hotel room nights was strategically better than or below some other cities in Texas. If you look at Houston down the road, and you know, much has been made, well, this is unfair, you know, you're unwofully taxing visitors. In Houston, if you stay in the greater Houston area, you are paying a 17% hotel tax, 6% to the state, 7% to the city, 2% to the county, and then they have a 2% sports authority tax, which has been dedicated to paying for Reliance Stadium. So we are below San Antonio, we are below Houston, we were at or equal to Dallas. So it's not true, it's just simply not true to say that we have this exorbitant, ridiculous tax rate here in College Station that's different. I've seen some say, well, I'll never stay in a hotel again because they're being abusive. Well, then you can't stay in one in Dallas, you can't stay in one in San Antonio, you can't stay in one in Fort Worth, you can't stay in one in Houston either. So you better not stay in a hotel. We wanted to be very strategic in making sure that the increase to the tax rate was absorbable, if that's the right word, and done within reason to allow our effective net rate to be still below some of our comp set cities. And we feel like that what we did as hoteliers, and I applaud them because it was something that they had to agree to, is made a marginal increase, which is not that significant, 0.75%, but I think the impact that it's going to enable the community to have, just looking, Scott, at the direct impact of Kyle Field being shut down for a period of two seasons and games not being played here, whether you agree with games, don't agree with games, like football, don't like football, it would have affected you, end of story, because of the taxes that are generated by all those people coming here. There would have been a huge loss, and there's a specific number you can look at on the loss of tax revenue that would have affected and flowed through to every single homeowner in Brazos County. And so I think when you look at what's been protected by preserving them from leaving, as well as the future of what these new facilities having access to them will enable our community to do, if it all works, there should be a reduction. As sales tax increases and feeding the general funds of our two respective cities, the burden of property tax should be reduced. And in theory, it should help save money to every single homeowner in this town. And we felt like that made logical sense, practical sense, and as a homeowner, it makes personal sense.
Devils are in the details, that's for sure. We'll hope that all that can get ironed out. Obviously, there's some logistical things, but yeah, I do tend to agree with you. The fact that we'll be able to have enhanced facilities to present to all sorts of organizations gives us a chance to have people here. It's not about Kyle Field from that standpoint. It's the standpoint of people coming here for other reasons as well that can mean good things for us.
It's a great point, Scott. And when we, you know, when you talk to the community, there are a lot of different diverse groups. There's a arts community here. There's a lot of meetings and exhibits. And when you just have one of the things, it's not my word. It was brought up consistently in our strategic planning meetings at the CVB. There is intellectual capital that resides at A&M. Some of the brightest minds in respective industries, nuclear science, engineering, and these people have such a impact globally that they can draw crowds, an international crowd, to come listen to them speak on different topics. And we've really never leveraged that because even within the institution right now, it is cost prohibitive for a current professor who's doing research maybe on how to solve the next issue on cancer. It is cost prohibitive for a guy like that to put on an event where he could talk about his latest invention or his latest research. And we hope that this will allow for the application to go into a myriad of different market segments. It'll not just impact sports. We hope it'll impact association business, all different types of research, and provide for different reasons for people to bring tourists here.
Hunter Goodwin is the chairman of the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks for the time this morning, Hunter.
Scott, you bet. Enjoyed it.
All right.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX Laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Have you ever overslept? Who hasn't? But when was the last time doing so potentially caused you to miss out on a $10 million paycheck? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Professional golfer Jim Furyk overslept recently and missed his tee time. He said he had set his alarm on his cell phone but didn't realize its battery was low, and the phone died. Mr. Furyk woke up 7 minutes before he was scheduled to begin play. Under PGA rules, missing the round made him ineligible for the tournament, which was the first of a four-part series with a grand prize payout of $10 million. Perhaps this is a good story to share with our children. I know my wife Jean and I struggle to get our two young boys up just about every day with school. At the risk of pointing out the obvious, when it comes to the challenge of getting our kids up in the morning, we've learned to worry less about the morning and more about what time they're actually going to bed at night. The National Sleep Foundation has concluded that children get much less sleep than they need to function properly. Although preschoolers should be sleeping at least 13 hours, the average preschooler sleeps only 10. School-age children run a similar sleep deficit. Jim Furyk learned the hard way that a dead battery can cost you a lot of money. As parents, we'd be wise to help our kids recharge their batteries each night by helping them get to bed early enough to get the sleep they need to tackle whatever life may throw them. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. The story broke after an anonymous email to the sports website Deadspin. Fox News has the backstory.
The story of his girlfriend dying was in Sports Illustrated, ESPN, and every other network. The girl's name was Lene Kukua, and the story was that she and Teo met after the Stanford game. She went to Stanford, he went to Notre Dame. His father was quoted as saying they spoke on the phone every night, that she visited Teo in Hawaii. But now it's been revealed that Lene Kukua didn't die of cancer, didn't go to Stanford. In fact, she never existed.
Notre Dame athletic director Jack Swarbrick says his faith in Teo has not been shaken, quote, one iota. And here's the Notre Dame AD on why this may have actually happened.
The story of his girlfriend dying was in sports.
In many ways, Manti was the perfect mark because he is a guy who is so willing to believe in others and so ready to help that as this hoax played out in a way that called upon those tendencies of Manti and roped him more and more into the trap, he was not a person who would have a second thought about offering his assistance and help and engaging fully.
Swarbrick says an investigation by a firm the school hired convinced him Teo was duped into the online relationship with the woman whose death was faked by the perpetrators of the hoax. Teo says he developed an emotional relationship with the woman he met online and maintained that relationship through computers and phones. Jack Dickey, the editor fellow at Deadspin, has the other side that Teo was fully involved with the plot.
We had someone who knew Renaya Tuiasopo, who was the man pulling the scheme, who said that he was 80% sure Manti and Renaya were in on it from the beginning, and that's really all we have to go on.
And Timothy Burke, the editor of Deadspin, explains where the pictures were used that baited him in.
The kid who was behind Lene Kakua took pictures from the private Facebook and private Instagram of a high school classmate of his.
Tweets were released last night using the supposed deceit's girlfriend's handle on Twitter, saying there was more and bigger news coming out today. And, of course, when we find out more, we'll pass it along. Fighting Texas Aggie hoops tonight, big game, A&M and number 9, Florida. A&M comes into the game 12-3 and 2-0 in the SEC. Florida, they're 12-2 and 2-0 in the SEC. Game is set at 6. Pregame with Dave and Al start at 5:30, and all of it is live right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. That's been a look at your sports. Brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation.